Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Our Mama Cow Specialist Glenn Selk joining us after this.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Checkoff-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for a Princess program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Checkoff programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Checkoff's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Checkoff, visit beefboard.org.
This Checkoff update brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Talking with Dr. Glenn Selk of Oklahoma State University. Glenn, as we think about our mama cow herd here in this summertime of 2008, a lot of concern about high price inputs, both feed costs, fertilizer cost, and you've indicated that because of that, we need to be taking an extra hard look at the size of our herd versus our ability to be able to feed them on our pastures.
There's no doubt that the economic situation is different than what we've seen in past years, where the fertilizer prices are very, very high. Grain prices have forced up feed prices to become also very high. And that's, of course, our two resources for feeding cattle. If we have made the decision that we're not going to pay those high prices, we're going to cut back on fertilizer and not going to purchase extra feed in order to replace the grass that wasn't grown because we didn't fertilize, then it looks to me like we're in a situation where we're going to have to match cow numbers with the grass that we do have on our operation. And in many cases, that may mean fewer cows than what we have been running in the place in the past. The thing that I think we also want to take a good look at is the yearly fluctuation in cull cow prices, because if we're going to eventually downsize this herd because of the high input prices, let's take a look and notice that year in and year out, cull cow prices will dip as we get into the fall of the year, when most of the cattle are going through the weaning process and cows are culled, typically in late October, early November. That will be the low point of the year for cull cow prices as compared to late spring, early summer. And so, in fact, just to give you a little idea, the data would suggest that year in and year out, that's a 15% drop in price per pound of cows. If we've got especially fall calving cows that are, we're going to wean those calves off here in the midsummer, any of those cows that show up open or non-pregnant, to me, are probably a no-brainer in terms of being ones that we want to cull, especially if we're going to be short of forage. Now, the spring calvers that have already rebred, that's a lot tougher decision. And it's probably going to be that tough decision that some people are going to have to make, whether they're going to go ahead and cull that pregnant cow with a calf beside her in order to adjust their cow numbers down to match the forage that's still being produced in these economic situations.
OSU's Glenn Selk. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The best 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old reining horses come to Oklahoma City June 23rd through the 28th for the 2008 NRHA Reining Derby, competing for cash and prizes of almost $500,000. The sport of reining showcases the athletic ability of the horse within the show arena. In fact, some people call it figure skating on horseback. There's a lot to see and do at this year's NRHA Reining Derby. For complete details of this year's event, go to our website, www.nrha.com, or call Debbie Drinko, 405-946-7400, extension 119. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.